Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
On yesterday's broadcast, I shared the ministry of Dan Canavan, his wife Beth, serving in Ireland, faithfully serving there. Now today, I'm going to tell you about his brother. Sean and Suzanne Canavan are missionaries to Fiji. And they say when we arrived in Fiji last November, we were able to jump right into the ministry of Harvest Baptist Church in Sigatoka, Fiji. Pastor Josh and his family had gone to America for a medical furlough, and the Lord gave us the pleasure of watching over the ministry until Pastor Josh and his family returned to Fiji. And our plan was, when he returned, to continue praying and to begin seeking a place for us to start our first church. However, we had another unexpected change in plans. Pastor Josh's father, Paul Deku, has been a missionary in Fiji for over 30 years. He lives in Lautoka in the northwestern part of Viti Levu and pastors the Grace Bible Baptist Church. And he left for America in August of last year for a furlough and planned to return to Fiji in February. He had another missionary filling in for him for 6 months until February, but we found in January that Pastor Deku was going to have heart surgery in February and also needed cataract surgery on both of his eyes. So Pastor Paul Deku asked me if I would come over to Lautoka and pastor the church until he returned. And we agreed to do that, but we had to find a place to live in that city fairly quickly. And by the grace of God, we found a nice rental home in the city close to the church. And we rejoice in that. That is an answer to prayer. Now, Pastor Josh Deku returned to Fiji on February the 19th. We had our last Sunday service at Harvest Baptist Church on the morning of February the 22nd. And we were happy to see Pastor Josh and his family come back and enjoy hearing him preach that morning. And then that evening, we drove about 2 hours to the Grace Bible Baptist Church in Lautoka, Fiji, and I preached that night and started to assume the pastoral ministry of the church. Now, in early March, when I took Suzanne shopping, I decided to wait outside and pass out a few tracts. And I met a young Indian man sitting on the steps at the corner of the building. And as I started talking to him, I found that he was a Hindu and that he knew nothing about the Bible or the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord allowed me to take several minutes and explain to him who Jesus is. Now, his name was Dinesh, and he listened intently to the gospel message. He realized that he was lost and needed salvation. And then Dinesh bowed his head and asked Jesus to forgive his sins and save his soul. He lives in a northern city. I left him with some good gospel literature to read and encouraged him to seek a good Baptist church. Well, recently, we received a message asking prayer for a man who was admitted to our local hospital. This man and his family had attended the church in the past. He was having cardiac issues and was in the intensive care unit. And another man and I were able to visit him in the hospital, and after talking to him for several minutes, I realized that he was trusting his own works for salvation, and I shared some things from the Bible with him. He then admitted that he was lost, and later, Jim accepted Christ as his Savior. He has since got out of the hospital, but he's still very weak. He said when he feels better, he will attend church. Well, aren't you glad the two Canavan brothers are working, both in Ireland and in Fiji?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.